The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay's Whirling.
I wrote this in November 2005, and it's in my book. To those listeners who do not believe in the existence of God, I respectfully suggest that you do not listen to this commentary because it has no meaning for you. Holy Moses and Jesus Christ are undoubtedly the two most compelling moral figures of our current civilization because they were chosen by God to deliver to the world his messages for the endurance of a good and ethical society. History records that after God created the world, he also created different civilizations to occupy it one at a time. Each civilization grew and evolved, and because of human lust and power, each gradually became so morally bankrupt that in disgust, God decided to discard them and start all over again. The present civilization is now showing unmistakable signs of so much moral decay that God may discard it also. About 6 centuries ago, Moses was summoned by God to receive and disperse to his people, the Jews, his 10 commandments, so that gradually all people would learn to worship God by living productively and morally, like not stealing, lying, killing, coveting, always honoring parents, etc. In short, rules to live by to be good human beings. Our civilization presently is being assaulted by many people who have rejected religion, rejected the family unit, and who are trying vigorously to legalize same-sex marriage. These same people created legislation to allow pregnant 12-year-old girls to obtain abortions without the knowledge of their parents. Our society is going downhill rapidly. The wrong people are taking over, which does not bode well for continued existence of this civilization. Despite all of this, however, about a couple of centuries ago, our nation, a democracy, was created by our forefathers, and in their wisdom they combined the moral beliefs of both Judaism and Christianity as an ethical basis and mission statement for the incredible new country. So, from its inception, the United States has been and always will be a Judeo-Christian nation. We pray that our democracy will continue to prosper and endure despite the negative pressure of decadent, godless forces in our midst. So, God, please continue to bless America. For KSCO, this is Kay's Whirling.